Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Beef Checkoff's domestic marketing plan with Beef Board Chairman Chuck Coffey. Back in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Domestic beef demand continues to hang in pretty well, even as the U.S. beef cattle herd has expanded. Chuck Coffey is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. He's a cattle producer from Springer, Oklahoma, and he says a lot of the beef checkoff dollars being invested domestically to promote beef are being used to target that millennial mom.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the largest percentage of our population, and those are our next generations. And we want them to understand that we've got a very sustainable product that's very nutritious, one of the most preferred proteins in the world. It's easy to fix, easy to cook. So we try to create things that are innovative and new for this newer millennial generation to have an easy time or an easier time to fix and prepare beef.
Could you imagine 10 years ago that you would be using the word as part of our promotion efforts that we have a sustainable product?
No, to me, sustainability meant, you know, taking care of the land, the grass, the livestock, the water, the air, all of that. And then the other two legs of sustainability, social and economic. We would spend a lot of time on the economic part of sustainability, but we kind of, you know, 30 years ago ignored the social aspects. But people today want to know where their products are coming from. They want us to be transparent. And they want to know that we're raising animals in a humane way and that the product is safe. And, you know, as far as I know, there's not a product out there that does a better job than the beef industry as far as safety, nutrition, and health for humans.
One thing that I think we've talked a little bit about before, but it continues to develop and continues to, I think, be maybe one of those big success stories for the beef industry is the project of Chuck and Chuck Knows Beef.
Yeah, my wife would tell you I'm a bigger project. My name is Chuck, so I'm probably a bigger project than that one for her. But no, that has no relationship to me. That's named after a cut of beef out of the shoulder. But yeah, Chuck Knows Beef is a system of artificial intelligence, and we're getting a lot of mileage out of that. It marries up Alexa to Google. And it's a system of artificial intelligence, and I'm talking about things I truly don't understand, Ron, but I know that you can open up Chuck and ask him, you know, how to cook a steak or how to cook a meatloaf out of beef, or questions about beef and questions about the industry and what temperature if you want a medium rare steak and how to light the grill even. You know, there's a lot of information on Chuck, and that information just keeps growing.
Where are we going with all the primarily digital marketing? This is something the industry is committed to. Is this the way for us to best reach and promote to those consumers of today?
You know, I don't know if it's the best way, but for us right now, it's the most economical way for us to get bang for our buck. You know, to do $11.20 on return for every dollar invested. We don't think we can do that through television campaigns because we don't have that much money anymore. We've got less beef out here in the country. And even though we produce the same pounds of beef that we did 30 or 40 years ago, we're doing that with a third less cows. So that's a third less dollars, plus the fact that we don't turn over a beef animal but more than a couple of times in its life. We're used to that would be three or four. So our dollars that we take in for the checkoff has drastically decreased in the last 30 years, plus inflation's eaten up half of that value along the way.
Yeah, end of the day, as you go to meetings like this one, the Oklahoma meeting, and a lot of others, what are you hearing from producers? When they ask you questions about the checkoff, what do they want to know?
You know, Oklahoma is a very friendly checkoff state, at least at the Cattlemen's Association. They want to know how our money's being spent. They want to know why they don't see more promotion of beef because we're an older generation, and I bet there's not 5% of the crowd that has one of these little chuck pods in their house. You know, that kind of technology tends to scare us older folks, where the younger folks have grown up with it. And so, you know, you've got to explain to them that sometimes the value of your dollar is better spent moving it to the Northeast with the high population of people who aren't around an agricultural part of the country, or out west in California, you get a bigger bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And so we try to explain to them how we move those dollars, where they go. We have launched a campaign called The Drive that is to better reach our producers, and we're giving producers options if they want a print copy, you know, put out 6 times a year, or, you know, show them where the websites are and things like that, and put out website material for just our producers. We're making efforts to do that as well. Okay. to better reach them.
Are you glad you did this? Are you glad you've gone through the officer chairs? You've got, another 6 months or so that you'll be serving as chair.
Oh, I've loved my time on the beef board. It humbles me that the Cattlemen's Association here in Oklahoma would have put my name up for nomination. And, of course, I get appointed by the Secretary, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. But I've met so many great people across the country and had so many experiences, and even met and have friends globally. And, you know, the neat thing about our industry is we're pretty much all cut out of the same mold. You know, we've got the same values, the same care for the land, the same care for our community and our children. And, you know, it's just a great group of people to be around that all are working for the same cause, which is to increase beef demand.
Cattle producer and chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Chuck Coffey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.